Yes, friends, we are continuing our previous shiur where we saw the kasha and the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Tosis asks, "Gabe Ruba Medaberes, why don't we say Smoch Miuta LaChazak of Isra LaRuba? That even though there's a Rov Psulim, but why don't we Masmichli Miut that there's their Ksherim?" And she also says a Cheskas Kashrus, and then there's no more Rov. So Marsha asks, why didn't Tosis ask this kasha on Mu'beres? Why only on Medaberes? And he answers that by Mu'beres, Manda Machshir Bebita, Leka Cheskas Leka Chazaka De Kashrus. By Mu'beres, there's no Cheskas Kashrus for the daughter. So therefore you can't say Smoch Mitla Chazaka, because the daughter has no Cheskas Kashrus. But Divrei HaTosis Tumuim, because it's Mefurish and Tosis later on, Chof Avam Beis, Maslan Nun, the reason Amanda Machshir Bebita is because of Cheskas Kashrus, the Cheskas Aim is effective for the daughter. So how does the Marsha say that the Bas doesn't have a Cheskas Kashrus? The Hechshir of the Bas is because of the Cheskas Kashrus of the mother. So we have to say that what the Marsha means is that only Legabe the Din of Smoch Mitu LeChazaka we cannot say that the Chazaka of the mother is effective for the daughter. Yes, there is a chazaka for the daughter because of the mother. Mahani labas cheskas ha'aim, but only for the hechshir abas, but not for the din of smoch mi'uta lachazaka. Just for the etzem cheskas hechshir of the daughter, but not for the din of smoch mi'uta lachazaka. It doesn't work for this chazaka of bringing the miut of Ksherim together with her Lecheskas Kashrus of the daughter. But what's Pshat? How can we distinguish between the two and say that for Etzem Hechsher it works, but for Mahani Cheskas Aim Labas it doesn't work? What does that mean? So that was the Kasha we asked with Kitzer Nimrutz in the previous Shir, and now we are going to go on the Derech of Marenu Gaon Rosh HaYeshiva Chaim Shmuel Levitz to answer this Kasha, to explain Pshat in the Marsha. Rashi and Kitna Beis Hamid Beis, the Ramaschal Ad writes that the Makor of Eid Echod Ne'aman B'Yisurim is from the fact that the Torah believed every Jew on the Shechita, and the Tosus there writes against Rashi that you can't learn from Shechita because it's not Medin Eid Echod Ne'aman B'Yisurim Shechita, like Rashi wants to assert, because it's Chazik Yisura, and Eid Echod is a Ne'aman Neged Cheskes Iser. Tosa says it's not me din that Tatora mina kol echad ve'echad al shchita, because it's chazik isurim. So you can't say that's the makor for eid echad neman bisurim. In the sefer Beis Neman of Hagoyin Reb Yitzchak Isaac Chover Zecher Tzadik Livrocha in Cheder Chof Aleph, he explains the sharish hamachlokas between Rashi and Tosa. If we consider this edus shenishchita edus keneged is chazik, is this Eidus that the animal was properly shechted, is this Eidus against the Cheskas Iser? That's the Sharash HaMachlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos holds that it is a Cheskas Iser. Rashi holds it's not Cheskas Iser. What's Pshat? So explains it to the Isaac Chover that Azli L'shitasayu De L'shitasam Gabi, that the Rav Huna says in Beitza 25a that a behemah b'cheya b'cheskas isurim medes ad shivod l'cha b'men nishchita, that a behemah in its lifetime is b'cheskat isur until you know how it was shechted, that if there's a suffix in the shechita we're going to be mamided on chazaka and it's going to be asur. Rashi there explains that b'cheskas isur eivir min hachai omedes. Rashi says, you know what the cheskas isur of a behemah is? Cheskas isur eivir min hachai. Tosa says, what are you talking about? Since the animal is dead, there's no more Yisr Eivir Min Achai. So what does Rashi mean? So therefore Tosis explains differently. The Becheskas Yisr Omedis is because the Yisr Esei She'ena Zvucha, that it has a Cheskas Yisr, that it's not properly slaughtered. There's an Asse that has to be properly slaughtered, and it has a Chazaka that it hasn't fulfilled that requirement, that you haven't fulfilled the Asse of being Zavuach. So that's the Cheskas Yisr Eina Zvucha. Rachman Amar Tosheit and Torah Tizbach ve'achalta Shchot ve'achol. You have to be zovech and you have to eat. And here it's becheskas that it wasn't shechted. The reason of Rashi is because Rashi holds Machzikin me'iser le'iser. that were able to be machzik from one iser to another, that b'chayah was b'cheskes iser ever menachai, and now that it was shechted, and there's a suffix if it was shechted kehogan, even though b'vaday nistalek iser ever menachai, and the nidon is klapei the iser of nevela, nevertheless machzikin may iser ever menachai to the iser of nevela. And Ramban, Rashba, Yavam Islam and Amid Beis, Ma'arit Chelek Aleph, Simon Pei Beis, brought in the Shemaitza, and Shemaitza Hey, Perak Aleph. So that's what Rashi holds. Rashi holds Machzik and Me Isser, the Isser, and therefore you're Machzik from the Isser, Evram and Achai, to the Isser of Nevel, so the Cheskes Isser is Taka, Cheskes Isser, Evram and Achai. That's where it starts, and then you're Machzik, that now it's going to be Usser, Me Isser Nevel, because Machzik and Me Isser, the Isser. And the Bais Neman was Mechadish. That's Shorash HaMachlokas. If Eidus HaLashchit is Neged Ischazik, Rashi says it's not considered Eidachet Keneged Ischazik Yisur, since the whole Cheskas Yisur is only Mishum the Din of Machzikin Me Isser Le Isser. So once you say that it's only Midin Machzikin Me Isser Le Isser, it's not considered Eidus against Ischazik Yisur. You're right, that after the animal was shechted, it's no longer Eiver Menachai. But you still can't eat it because of a different Isser, because the Isser of Nevela, Machzik and Mi Isser Le Isser. But since it's only Machzik and Mi Isser Le Isser, it's not considered, it's not considered Eid Echad against Ischazik Isura. Because the whole Cheskes Isser is only because of the din of Machzik and Mi Isser Le Isser. And that's a different Isser. Tosis holds no. It's like Kishar Cheskes Isser Dalma. The suffix is, does the Isser Eino Zavuch go away? And therefore, this Eid Echad is connected as Chazik. That it started out with Isser X, and we don't know that Isser X went away. Isser X is Isser Eino Zavucha. So therefore, it's considered that the Eid is being made neged Cheskas Isser. Whereas according to Rashi, the Eid Echad is being made neged Cheskas Isser, because the original Isser Bevadeh went away. And now it's a different Isser. So if you have an Eid Echad, so you're going to be Machzik the Isser. If you don't have an Eid Echad, you're going to be Machzik the Isser. If you have an echad, you're not machzik mi iser l'iser anymore. But the eid echad is not considered that it's being made neged cheskes iser, because the first iser already went away. So that's the shorash hamachlokas. So Rashi says that the cheskes iser is eiver menachai, and that iser is definitely gone. So therefore, the eid isn't considered that it's being made neged the cheskes iser. And Tosfos says the shen is zvucha, which hasn't gone away, and therefore the eid is being made neged cheskes iser. And we can't believe the aid. We can't believe the aid about this Cheskes Isser according to Tosfos, because he's being made neged Cheskes Isser. We don't believe in aid against Cheskes Isser. We only believe in aid. He's not being made against Cheskes Isser. Rashi doesn't have that problem, because Rashi holds that the original list was Eiver Menachai, and that Vadeh went away. So Rashi holds it's not considered Eid Echad neged Ischazik Isura, because the whole Cheskes Isser is only because of Machzik and Meisr Leisr, and we know that the first Isser went away. And Tos L'shitosam that it's Kishar Chazak Cheskes Isser Dalma. That's like other Cheskes Issers, that you have Isser X and Isser X, you're not sure if it went away. So here you have an Isser Shein Zvucha. You're not sure if there's still an Isser Ein Zvucha, that it's not properly Shechted. And Memela, the Eid can't be made neged that. So that can't be the source, according to Tosfos, of Eid Echad Nam and Bisurim, because an Eid Echad can't be made neged Cheskes Issers. But according to Rashi, Shechit is Taka the source. And we don't have a problem with it being made neged the Isser, because it's only Machzik and Meisr Lisser case. It's not being made against the original Isser. The only reason we can still consider it Usser afterwards, if we're not sure, is because of a different Isser. We're assuming that it took upon a new Isser, because the Isser Eiver Menachai no longer exists. And therefore, it's sort of weaker, and the Eid Echad is believed against this Machzik and Meisr Lisser. According to Tosfos, that it's the same Isser, Eid Echad is not believed. So that's the Bais Neman of Rav Chaver, and Gvukvarim before, Adabar Lehedya, V'me'iri Beresh Gittin, in the Sefer Shari Chaim, and Gittin and Simtes, this was explained that the din of Chazaka, of Mechazik and Miser Lisser, is even in Stam din Chazaka, and there are two types of Chazakas, that normally din Chazaka is Klapei HaMetzias, to teach us Shaloi Nishtana HaMatzav Shehuchzak B'tchila, Ve'en Lochu Sheshema Ira Shinui B'davar. That's what I like the way Rav Asher Weiss defines it. It's the principle of things not changing. So normally din chazaka is klapi the mitzius to tell us that the matzav hasn't changed, that was a buchzuk originally. Ve'ein lochush, and there's no reason to suspect, and we're not to suspect. Shema yiri shinu badavar, that maybe some sort of shinui happen. Ukagonim buchzuka eishas isho pnuya. For example, if you have a cheskes eishes ish or pnuya, we assume that now also she is like she was before. An eishes ish, we assume, retains her status of eishes ish. A pnuya, we assume, retains her status of pnuya. But in the case of machzik and miyasar le'isar, we know bivadei shenaseh shinui b'chefetz. We know that something here changed. Because mesa, upaka mimenu isur evir menachai. In our case, we know the animal died. We know evir menachai went away. Where the animal was shechted properly. The animal is not shechted properly. We know the Yisr Ve'en Achayim in a way. And therefore, the Chazaka can't be murdered that there was no change. Avada there was a change. Avada there was a change. You know that the animal is dead. So how can you say that the animal still has a Cheskes Yisr? Is that lo nachon? Is it beferush lo nachon? V'im kein ein b'koach ha-chazaka le'orot sh'lo ya shinui m'ma'asheh u'chazaka b'faneinu. It's not the Chazaka that didn't have koach to tell us that there was no change in what was muchzak in front of us. Ela kol din ha-chazaka. The whole din chazaka is just not klapei the mitzias. The mitzias you know changed. It's only klapei the din. That there's still a din iser, but not klapei the mitzias. So it's usser before, like it's usser now, like it's usser before. We see this yisod in the Beis Yankiv later on, yet alad amad alef in ksubis b'almanasisa. And on this then Bais Neman was mechadesh that the Yisod Din of Eid Echod isn't effective against this chazik. It's not because neged koyach ha'eid there's koyach ha'chroas ha'chazoko ve'alima ha'chroas ha'chazoko yoyser me'edus ha'eid. It's not pshat that the koyach of the eid isn't as strong as the ha'chroa of the chazoko, that the ha'chroa of the chazoko overpowers the edus of the eid. No, that's not the pshat. But rather, that it's a halacha b'koyach ha-ne'amonus shel eid echad. There's no ne'amonus for an eid echad b'makom ischazik. Because all an eid echad can do is to be mevarer dover ha-mesupak lanu. But he doesn't have the koach to be mechadish ha-shinui mima shehuchzak lanu. He can't say that things are different. He could be mevarer that something is what's mesupak to us. But he can't be, we're not sure, so we can ask the Eid Echad what happened here. But he can't be mechadei sheshinui in what already is muhzuk lanu. Ve'al kein, and therefore, we're not samech al dvarav b'dis chazik. When you have a chazak, you're not samech on the Eid Echad. Because an Eid Echad doesn't have koach ha-ne'amonus to tell you that something changed. Lefizeh, we could take it a step further. Nochat shrit fighter, as they say in Portuguese. That adarabah, if there was no chisar in the koyach ha-ne'amonus of the Eid Echad, the Eid would be ne'aman to be mevara the suffix, and there would be no room for the psak of chazaka, because the whole din of achoras chazaka is only a din in sveikas, and since the whole chisar has been ne'amonus ha-eid, she'enu ne'aman l'chadish she'haya shinui, therefore we say that dafka when the chazaka is machras shaloi nishtanis ha-metziyus, so the Eid Echad is not ne'aman, because the Eid Echad has come to be mechadish ha-shinui. So we say that dafka, when the chazaka is machriya, that it hasn't changed, the Eid Echad is not neman. We don't believe Eid Echad to be mechadish shinui. But in this case, that there were machzik me iser le iser, bevadei hayashinui, we already know that there was a shinui. And the chazaka is only lifsik din hachaticha to paskin on this chaticha, that there should be that the din iser should remain on the chaticha, there the Eid is neman. An eid is not neman. An eid doesn't have koach neamanus to say that things changed. But if we know things changed, and we just have a suffix, now what the halacha is, so there we believe the eid. So if it's the same iser, then we say that aid, an aid echa doesn't have the koach to offer an alternative story, a different narrative, as they say today. The aid echad can't say that the metzias changed. What does the aid echad have the power to do? The aid echad has the power, if we're not sure, to tell us which way it is, but not to be mechadish that there was a change. But if we're talking about a case of machzik and lisser, where we know there was a change, there the aid echad has koach to be machriya. He can say that since we know there was a change, the aid echad can tell us, and now things are cool. Now you can trust, for example, that it was properly shechted, because you know it's no longer Eivor Menachai. So the Eid Echad is now one to say that Machzik Mitzvah Lisser isn't as strong as a regular Chazakah, because the Eid Echad can be made against it, because the Eid Echad doesn't have Neman to say there was a change, but the Eid Echad has Neman to say there was no change. The Eid Echad has Neman to say, after we already know there was a change, the Eid Echad has Neman to tell us what exactly changed. So in the case of Machzik Mitzvah Lisser, the Eid Echad is going to be Neman. Beautiful. And Memela, we say that since it was Mizbar al Yodo, the Eid Echad was Mivar. What happened over here? In the case of Machzik and Lesisa, there's no longer a Chazakah. Because when do we come onto Chazakah? When there's a Suffik. But here, we don't apply with the Suffik because the Eid Echad was Poshet to Suffik. So that's how we can explain Rashi. Ve'al derech zo nir'a leva'er gam et divrei ha'marsha. In the same way, we can also say pshat in marsha. You mentioned the outset that even though hechsher bas is mishum cheskas ha'im, nevertheless, the chazaka of the daughter is different than the chazaka of the mother. That legabe ha'im, the chazaka is machras, the etzem etzius, that it wasn't changed from what was before. But legabe the bas, she'ein lo chazaka mitzad atzma sherehi mesupekes mitchilosa. So the bas doesn't have a chazaka mitzad atzma, but the bas we have a suffix, just that we're machshir her mishum cheska se'im lo ne'emra chazaka zo ela b'torat psak klapei dina shel abat. So this is a psak on a daughter. This is a psak chazaka. It's not that things haven't changed, because we know that it wasn't like that in the first place. The daughter started with no chazaka. Rather, it's a psak, that her din is like the mother's din. Aval ein ba koach achra'a klapei ha'metziut. Can you say that that's machri'a the metzius? That it hasn't changed? No. Because we don't say it hasn't changed, because she didn't start off with a chazak, only the mother did. So her chazak is different than her mother's chazak. The chazak of the daughter is different than the chazak of the mother. Chazak of the daughter is that she has a din, whatever the mother's din was. The mother had a cheskas kasher, so does the daughter. The mother's chazaka is that she started off being kshera and she remains kshera. Things haven't changed. And for this reason, chalukinahem legabe dina desmoch miut al chazaka. For this reason, there's a distinction with respect to the din of smoch miut al chazaka, of taking the miut of ksherim and putting that together with the chazaka. Because dafka a chazaka that is effective to be machriya the mitzius, that it hasn't changed, that can be mitzarev to a miut that also says that the mitzius hasn't changed. And that is migareya the koach harov. But b'makom she'en koach ha'chazaka la'achriya mitzius shelo nishtanes, but in a case where the chazaka can't be machriya the mitzius, that it hasn't changed, it can't determine for us that the reality hasn't changed, and it's just a psak al din hadavar. So this chazaka cannot be mitztarev ligareya koach harov shehachras harov hi klapei hamitzius. Hachras harov is klapei the metzius. The rov tells us what way the metzius is, and therefore dafka when the miut and the chazaka are misayeh each other, to be machriya the mitzias lehefech me'achras harov, then we say that Isra Ruba, Isra Koach Ruba. So the Koach HaRov has been blemished. Koach HaRov has been weakened. When the Miut, together with the Chazaka, are Machriya the Metzias against the Rov. But when the Chazaka is just Betaras Psak, then it cannot be Megarea the Koach HaRov. Because it's not opposing the Rov vis-a-vis the Metzias. A Chazaka that's Betaras Psak and is not Koveya Metzias isn't going to be Megarea Koach HaRov, which is Koveya Metzias. So it emerges then that if we say Machzikin Isr Le Isr, the din of Smoch Miuta Le Chazaka is not applicable. Because we explain that if we're talking about Machzikin Me Isr Le Isr, there's no Chazaka on the Metzias that it hasn't changed, because we know that it did change. Bevadei Hayashin. And all there is in the case of Machzikin Le Isr is a Psak Din of Chazaka. It was Asr because of A, now it's Asr because of B. And that's not effective against a Rov. So now we came to Rick to the Marsha. The Marsha asked, how come Tosis also doesn't ask their Kasha by Mu'beres? We should say Smoch Miuta Lechazak or Visvel Aruba. And he answers that Mu'beres, the man de Machshir Bebita, Lechachaskas Kasher, so knows by Mu'beres, the Nidon is Lechabi the Hechshir Abbas. And we can't say Smoch Miuta Lechazak. Because the Bas doesn't have a Cheskas Kasher, but then we asked, Aitos says the Bas does have a Cheskas Kasher, out to the mother, yeah, but it's a different Cheskas Kasher. Because the Cheskas Kasher of the daughter is only a chazaka, cheskes hadin, that she has, the mother was kshera, so the daughter has a chazaka that she was kshera, but it's not pshat that nothing has changed. If pshat is that it was a certain way and then we assume nothing has changed, that's a stronger chazaka. About such a chazaka, an eid echad can't be made neged such a chazaka. But if you're talking about a chazaka that you know that we know something changed, but it still retains that din, in other words, the mother has a chazaka, and now we transfer that chazaka also to the daughter, but by the daughter it's different than the mother. By the daughter, we're not saying that things haven't changed, because you can't say she started off being share and she's still share, we only say that by the mother. Just that the daughter gets the din kashrus of the mother. So it's a cheskes hadin. So there, that's such a chazaka, we're not masmich to the miut, because it's not megarei kol harov. Why is it not megarei kol harov? Because it's only megarei kol harov, because rov is kovei the metzias. So it's only going to be megarei, it's only going to weaken kol harov if it's telling you that the metzias is otherwise. But here when you have cheskes hadin, it's not telling you that the metzias is otherwise. And therefore it can't affect the rov. So on the question of mu'beres, who the vlad belongs to, we don't say smoch ruba, smoch miuta lechazaka, because there, the chazaka is not going to help to be megarei kol harov. So you can't be machshir because of smoch miut ala chazaka, the miut ksherim to the cheskes kashrus, because the cheskes kashrus is a chazaka of din, but not a chazaka that things haven't changed. Ulefizeh yesh liyashiv kushis harishonim ayin bedek habayis mishmeres habayis bayis al shar alef ritva b'chulim taf gimel amid beis. They ask on shittas Rabbeinu Tam and b'choris taf chof amid beis that mid rabbanim we say smoch miut ala chazaka. After the Didan, the Rabbeinu Tam says that in Dine de Rabbanan, we are masmich the miut to the Chazaka, in Dinam de Rabbanan. In the Midin de Rabbanan, we do say smoch miut to the Chazaka. And if that's so how are we so michal rov mitsuyim etzel shchita mumchimim? How do we say that most people who shecht, we assume, are experts? We can say no. smoch the miut that are not mumchim to the chazak of the behema b'chayev b'cheska sisser omedes. And therefore midrabanan we should passel. Can't assume the shechita was a good shechita if we don't know the shochet, because you can't assume rov mitzuyin etzel shechita mumchim because smoch miut the chazak of midrabanan and say the animal has a cheska eno zavuach cheska sisser omedes. The animal has behema b'chayah b'cheskes iser omedes. That's b'chayah. And together with the behema b'chayah b'cheskes iser omedes, you also have the miut that aren't good shochtim, that don't know how to shecht. So we should passel the animal, we should treif up the animal, and nevela up the animal. So based on what we said, it's not a kash according to Rashi. Because according to Rashi, this is chazakah, is only because of machzik and miyisr l'iser. And if you can't say nothing has changed, if it's out, eno zavuach, say it was eno zavuach before and it's still eno zavuach, so it's shver. How it's a chazaka that things haven't changed, right? Because you have the miut that doesn't know how to shecht, together with the chazaka that it wasn't shechted properly, and that we assume hasn't changed unless you know otherwise. But if you go with Rashi, Rashi says that it's the chazaka is that the chazaka after it's dead is because marzig miselisser. It starts off being aver menachai, and now it's nevela. So therefore, you can't say smoch miut la chazaka because klapi the metzius. There's no chazaka that nothing changed. The vada changed. First it was alive, now it's dead. The chazaka is klapi the din she'aleha, and since that's the case, you can't be mitzari if the chazaka to the miut, because the miut has to go against the rov to change the metzius. The rov is kovei, the metzius is one way. The miut has to join up with the chazaka to say that the metzius changed. But if it's a cheskes hadin, it doesn't. Then the chazaka doesn't have the power to be megorea the rov and say that the metzius changed. It doesn't have the power to be megorea kol harov in our case and say that the metzius didn't change. Right? The rov tells us that the metzias did change, right? That the person shechted the animal, and he shechted it properly. So the rov tells us the metzias did change. Now, what's this chazaka coming? What's the miyu telling us? No, the metzias didn't change, and the animal is wasn't shechted properly. You have that miyu. And then you also have the chazaka. What's the chazaka? So if the chazaka, again, was that the metzius hasn't changed, and you say the metzius is still, we have to assume the metzius still hasn't changed, in a chinami. So that's megare, the koach harov, that it's kosher, that the metzius did change, that it's now a kosher animal. But since, according to Rashi, it's only a case of machzik and miyisr le'isr, so now the chazaka is a different, it's a different type of chazaka. Beforehand, the chazaka was that it's Eiver Menachai. And you know that changed. Now you just want to say that it's an Nevela. But since we're just dealing with a din, the only reason you're coming on to Nevela is say before you weren't allowed to eat it, and now you're not allowed to eat it. But that doesn't have the koach against the rov. It's Cheskes Hadin, only a Cheskes Metzias. If the Chazaka would tell us that the Metzias hasn't changed, then that would beat out the rov, together with the Miut. You have the Miut, and then the Metzias hasn't changed. The rov says the metzias has changed, and the miut says it hasn't. The rov says that it was shechted properly, and the metzias says ein was avuch before, ein was avuch after. That's if you're going like Tosis's approach. But if you go with Rashi, it's gevaldik, because according to Rashi, it's machzik and miser lisser, and therefore the second isser, the second cheskas isser, is a different type of chazaka than the first one. It's just a cheskas hadin that we started off that it was ever menachai, and now we're saying that it's an avela. But that's like a weaker chazaka, because that's, you know that the metzias changed, so the chazaka isn't telling us that the metzias hasn't changed. That's a stronger chazaka. But this chazaka is only that before it was aser, now it's also aser. Such an assertion doesn't have the, such a chazaka doesn't have the power to be megareah, the koach of the rov, and memela, that allows us to eat from animal that was shechted based on the rov metzuyin etzel shechita mumchin heim, and the chazaka that beforehand it was Eiver Menachai, and now it's an Avela, doesn't bother us because that's only a cheskas hadin and not a cheska, the chazaka that the metzias hasn't changed, which would be megareh koch rov mitzvah neitzah shchita mumchenheim, and that's beautiful. And I'm hoping that in the next shir, hoping that we're able to be mefakpek the yisod vereinu. That's the plan. That we wanted to say that we can't say smoch miyuta lechazaka when the chazaka is not machriya the metziah, it's just the din. So hopefully we're going to ask on this, and we're going to see more niflos mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.